Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Wardha in Maharashtra today. He will participate in the national PM Vishwakarma program, marking 1 year of progress under the PM Vishwakarma. During the event, Mr. Modi will release certificates and loans to the PM Vishwakarma beneficiaries. Symbolizing the tangible support extended to artisans under this scheme, he will also distribute credit to 18 beneficiaries under 18 trades. As a tribute to their legacy and enduring contribution to society, the Prime Minister will release a commemorative stamp dedicated to mark 1 year of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of PM Mega Integrated Textile Regions and Apparel Park at Amravati, Maharashtra. He will also launch the Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Centre scheme of Government of Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu will address the centenary celebrations of the ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture at Namkum in Ranchi today. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar, Union Ministers Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Sanjay Seth and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will attend the function. This institute was formerly known as Indian Lac Research Institute. The innovation by the institute generated additional income of 100 crore and provided stability to lac production across the country. The event is expected to be attended by VCs of various universities, scientists and 8 to 10,000 farmers through virtual mode. The institute has helped millions of farmers in scientific cultivation and processing of lac in the last one century. It has benefited tribal and poor farmers residing in backward districts of Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Maharashtra and West Bengal. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has called on the media to move away from an individual-centric approach and focus on institutions and national growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Sansad TV at 3 conclave at Parliament House yesterday, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that the media should focus more on positive developmental stories from different parts of the country. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla addressed the valedictory session of the conclave. He said the credibility and authenticity of news are in crisis today, and Sansad TV, as an important chapter of the parliamentary system, is doing commendable work in filling this gap by spreading the spirit of democracy to the people. A meeting of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held in New Delhi yesterday. The committee has been constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal. The Waqf Amendment Bill is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the Waqf properties. The text of the Waqf Amendment Bill is available in Hindi and English on the Lok Sabha website. The bill, which was introduced in Lok Sabha during the budget session, was referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament. Rajasthan's Industry and Commerce Minister Rajyavardhan Rathore led an investors' roadshow in Doha, Qatar yesterday as part of the international outreach for the upcoming Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit. The delegation's visit to Qatar was marked by significant engagements with key officials and business leaders. He met with Mohammed bin Hassan, Under Secretary, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, and extended an invitation to the Qatar government for the upcoming summit. In cricket, India will resume their first innings from the overnight score of 339 for 6 wickets against Bangladesh on the second day of the first test being played at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. Ravichandran Ashwin, 102 runs, and Ravindra Jadeja, 86, were at the crease when stumps were drawn. Yashasvi Jaiswal made 56 and Rishabh Pant contributed 39 for India. Hasan Mehmood took 4 wickets for Bangladesh. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansal is set to face Japanese star Akane Yamaguchi in the quarterfinals of the women's singles event at the China Open BWF Super 1000 tournament in Changzhou today. The 23-year-old Bansal delivered a stunning performance in the round of 16 yesterday, defeating Scotland's Kirsty Gilmour in a thrilling three-game showdown. At the 45th Chess Olympiad, the Indian Open section team secured a resounding victory over Iran by a massive score of 3.5 to 0.5 in round 8, strengthening its claim for the gold medal in Budapest, Hungary. And that is the end of this news bulletin.